Now, you may have read some really great news yesterday coming from the Bideri National Park on the beautiful New South Wales south coast. Bideri's new population of eastern quolls, recently relocated from Tasmania, have produced their first pouch young. These are the first eastern quoll babies bred in the wild on Australian mainland in over 50 years. It's really, really brilliant news. Joining us to have a bit of a chat about this important milestone is Bideri National Park's natural resource manager, Dr. Nick Dexter. Nick, thanks so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
So for those of us who are, I guess, not as familiar with the eastern quoll here in the city, could you tell us a little bit about the species and how they got to the population levels that they are at now?
Well, quolls used to be called native cats, and they do resemble, I guess, smallish sort of cats. They're brown or sort of chocolate, dark brown, black, covered in white spots. The eastern quoll used to be found throughout southeastern New South Wales and down into Victoria and South Australia and also Tasmania. But unfortunately, probably mainly due to the European red fox, which was introduced well over 150 years ago, they're now pretty much gone from the mainland and persist only in Tasmania. Indeed, some of the last quolls on the mainland were found in Sydney, in Vaucluse.
And so when was this population of quolls transported from Tassie to Bideri for this repopulation project?
We brought them up in March this year. They were sort of young adults at this kind, I guess, at the stage where they'd be dispersing and if they're in the wild and making their way in the world.
That's a pretty quick turnaround, actually. So they must have been, I guess, pretty comfortable in their new habitat to have started breeding so quickly.
Yes, it must be said, and we did expect we'd lose some from the very few foxes that actually remain in Bideri, some from one from a python, and unfortunately from road accidents, which take out too many of our native animals. But look, they do things pretty fast. They live pretty fast. They have fairly short lives, big litters, and I guess that the slogan I use from there, they're here for a short time, not a good time.
We should all aspire to live like a quoll.
Yeah.
So what have been some of the biggest challenges with this reintroduction?
Basically, we've had very intensive monitoring from our colleagues in the Australian National University and Rewilding Australia, who've all the quolls have been fitted with radio transmitters and GPS devices. So basically, once we get close enough to a quoll, we can download and know pretty much where they've been.
And so I suppose, you know, realistically, you did mention some of the dangers that quolls do face out in the wild. What are the survival chances for these new young?
Well, we'd love it if they all made it, but that's probably unlikely to happen. With most animals, I mean, everybody's probably done the sort of the calculations, looking, scratching their head, seeing a litter of rabbits or cats and working out that within a few years, the world would be about knee-deep in these animals. So, yes, we expect to lose a few. They have high mortality. Accidents do happen with these little creatures. There are natural predators. There are diseases. There are all sorts of problems that the wild animals face. Let's face it, the life of a wild animal can be pretty tough.
It certainly can, but this is definitely a brilliant start. Nick, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
That was Dr. Nick Dexter, Bideri National Park's Natural Resource Manager. You can head over to 2SER.com for a bit more info about the project. Definitely give these quolls a Google. They are adorable. So, first wild mainland quoll babies in 50 years. Really exciting stuff.